this week's daf is daf mem. This is the real. This is a very, very big blat. Halacha Maisa. Different issues Halacha Maisa, which hopefully we're going to get into in a little bit. Just to quickly go over the daf outside. Quick outline. The Gemara started with there were three different shittas about. We know there's this concept called you cannot be rochets in water that was heated in Shabbos, obviously. And then there was a Mechogis Beisham and Beisilis in the previous plot, whether it could be Rochets and Cham and Shulch Mum Erevs. I mean, actually, that's a Mechogis. That Mechogis is Bayanta, I'm sorry. But then there was a discussion, a three-way Mechogis Tanayim, about Yishtatev Adam, which really is a shower. It's pouring water over you. It's not, as opposed to being Rochets, which is you go into a tub and you bathe, this is a Yishtatev. There were three Shitas. One Shita held that you could use even hot water. One sheet held you can't use even cold water. And we pass in like Rabbi Huda that says you could use cold water. Okay, so you are allowed to use cold water. It is mutter being mishtatef with cold water on Shabbos. Now, then the Gemara on Daf Mem, that was sort of from Lamed Tes on to Daf Mem. Then the Gemara on Daf Mem got into a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. That water that was heated Erev Shabbos. What's the din about water that was heated Erev Shabbos? So Rav says, Lumachor, you could, at first Rav wanted to say, Lumachor, you could rochez ben kogufo aver aver, you could wash your whole body, the entire body. However, the provision is you can't do it, you can't go under a shower and wash your whole body. You could first stick your arm in, and the other arm, and the leg, your back, etc. But you can net your whole body. And Shmuel disagreed, and Shmuel said, Lo yitir lurchos el panagyo de viragov. Then they had a lot of, right, the only thing you're allowed to wash is your panagyo de viragov. Fine. Then they had a bunch of kashas on Rav, and Rav ended up changing his shat. Rav ended up saying, it's like about a third of the line down, I'm Rav Rochet Ben Kol Gufo. Rather, Rav says you could really wash your whole body, U'mishayir Eber Echad, as long as you leave out one Eber. Okay? And the Gemara asked him that, and the Gemara flagged that up also. And we'll leave it at that for now. We're going to come back to Halacha Lemaisa, this Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Then the Gemara gets in the case of Merachat Shepakek Unikavov, if they close up the holes, right, in order to make sure the heat didn't come in, what would be the din after Shabbos? Okay, we're not going to get so much into that. Then the Gemara on the bottom, like the last third of the Amud, went into the background of where this all comes from. Because if you think about it, water that was heated Erev Shabbos, even water that was heated on Shabbos, shouldn't be a problem. We pass in the first parak, like Beis Hillel, that you're allowed, a malacha that was started Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to enjoy on Shabbos. There may be the Rabbanim reasons, right? In other words, I say cooking, theoretically you're allowed to cook Erev Shabbos and do Shehiyah throughout. There are certain Garfakatum, maybe exceptions. But with the Raisa, we paskin, that things could work on their own on Shabbos, right? So, why aren't we not allowed to bathe in hot water? Bane Erev Shabbos, Bane was made Erev Shabbos, but even was made on Shabbos. So Gemara says that the reason is because these balonim, these guys who are at the bathhouses, right? They would. What would happen is they get nervous because let's say they would run out of water. So what they do, they would be mechal Shabbos. They would actually come to mechal Shabbos. So what they did is they answered the water that was cooked. Just find the Gemara inside. And the Balonim started making trouble, and they started heating the water up on Shabbos. Now it means they would actually do the actual malacha. Okay? Now the Rashba, by the way, Ayin Shum, just says they weren't really over Yisur D'Oraisa, but they would do other things that there wasn't Mamish Bishul, because when you read this Gemara, you're bothered by it. We just read the black before that Yisur are not an extra Chol Shabbos. So it wasn't real Chol Shabbos. Okay.
But I thought the difference was here with this case, like they actually did it.
Oh, that's very good. That's what I might get into that, but we'll point that in a minute because I want to bring that up. That's a good point. I want to actually maybe try to use that to explain something else in a little bit. Okay, and then they would even by Zaya, right, by the Schwitz, people would come to heat up the water, and then they would still be Rochets and Chami Or. Then what happened was is that people would go to Chamei Tveria. Chamei Tveria Shimutar. Chamei Tveria is not water that was heated up on Shabbos. So even Chamei Or, people going to Chamei Tveria, And as you would go in the chama, in the regular chama, chamas are, and say that they were going to the chama tveria. So then they asked her the chama tveria. That didn't work out. People ain't goes in gzera tzibur she in tzibur cholamig ba. So at the end, we ended up being matter the chama tveria, but the shvitz they even call medus. They still asked her that.
Are the
chama
tveria open on Shabbos nowadays?
I don't know. They probably are, but whether it's
mutter or not.
Oh, you're there, isn't
it? My wife was.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, I guess they probably
there.
Are.
She wasn't there,
but
sure.
I don't know if it's a little bit of hell, you know what I mean? I don't know if it's a little bit of hell or something.
What's the wonder?
Just one thing. Hold on one second. I want to make sure I said something right. I said, and you guys can help me out, I said even if the water was heated up on Shabbos, not by a Jew. Let's say a guy heated up the water in Shabbos. I said you'd be able to bathe in that. I think it's true. You don't think you agree? I think the Aruch HaShulchan, I don't have it here, but I think the Aruch HaShulchan points that out. No, you're not allowed to bathe in it. But with the Raisi, you're allowed to bathe in it.
Yeah.
No, the Aruch HaShulchan says that you're not allowed to because it's a din, because of the Gzeira. Because of Gzeira's Merchatz. But Alpi Iker Adin. Yeah, I think I'm right. I think that's true. I think that's still, I don't have it in the Maror Makomos. But just, I believe that's correct. That theoretically, not Lachol Maisa, if a guy heats up the water for you, or if you press the button Erev Shabbos and the water is heating on its own on Shabbos, Mikra Din, you'd be allowed to use it. But because it's Erev Merchatz, it's also... Right, just like Emma. Right, then I started asking myself, maybe I'm wrong about that. But I'm right, I think I'm right. Okay, fine. Fine.
Did any of Rashi ever, I don't think, didn't notice it, did he ever make a difference between the Lishtatef and to actually bathe? Did he give a svara why Lishtatef would be like their... Okay.
Hopefully, we'll, in a way, we'll sort of get into that also. We'll get into that a little bit.
Because of the original Xeris, with the Valon and that were...
By the Merchatz.
Those were
yeah.
For...
Right. Right. Yeah. We're going to do... All the mics, there are going to be differences also. Mm-hmm. Between bathing and showering. But probably right, it's probably right. No, it was the Merchatz, that was the original Xeris. They were coming to prevent, like you were saying... In a way, this gzeira, I'll say now, what you were saying, and this is what Serena actually told me, I think, this morning. There may be difference between gzeiras that are theoretical, and there was one thing for the Rabbanim to have a convention, you know, and at the convention, then the Rabbanim say, Rabbi say, you know, I'm afraid that down the road somebody may do this and this, let's be gozer gzeira. That's one way of being gozer. But there's another gozer coming to a convention and say, guys, we have a terrible problem going on in this and this city. The Balanim are being Mechal Shabbos. And then we have to come and we have to remedy. We have to react. I guess it doesn't mean proactive or reactive. We have to react to the problem that's going on. All right? And I'll say this now. Maybe that's how could be Yashiv. There are going to be a few things in the sugya that are going to appear to be gzera. For example, there's going to be a machlokas in the Rishonim whether these gzeras apply to Yontif. Now, we all know probably in Yontif there's much less of a problem of lighting the fire. Right? But yet, some of the shittas are goes a yantiv atu Shabbos. They treat yantiv and Shabbos the same. So you got to ask yourself, this is gzera gzera, right? When goes there in yantiv, then you may come to do it in Shabbos. Shabbos is not so terrible. So it's mother birochets. You may birochets in Shabbos, but it's only gzera sabalanim. It's gzera gzera. So we're just speculating. And then remember a couple weeks ago, I was giving the chabur right before that Rambam that said if the rabbanim do it in one shot, it's okay to do gzera gzera. Here it's clearly not in one shot, right? They did one thing, the Balanim still found loopholes. They did another thing. So we're saying maybe when it comes to reactive Xeros, there it's okay to have a Xero. If you're pulling out of the air and being theoretical and speculating and predicting one problem that might happen, there we may have a concern of Xero. But if you're reacting to problems going, if we made a Takana, next year we came back, evaluated our Takana, it's not working, maybe there it's not okay for the Rabbanim to have a Xero. Speculate, we have no... It would explain a lot of things to Sugya, but it could be totally incorrect. But if anybody could bring a support or refutation to that, I appreciate it.
In the case of like my Ovrei Avera, some of the things that would appear on first glance to be Xera, but it's really not.
Like what? Like
I can't read it. So much, but when the Balanim were actually heating up on Shabbos.
Right.
They said. The air shot like Asura Sachamin, and then the Hitira Sazedo. But it's not that they were violating they were not violating the getter. They were violating still the original thing that they wanted to prevent. So putting another gezerah on is still a gezerah to prevent the original chilul Shabbos.
So you're saying it's not a gezerah.
Right.
But that's why I chose Yantav. I'd say Yantav, I think, would be a gezerah. It would be a classic gezerah problem, right?
Although it says farther up in the Gemara, it was a strange thing. I guess we didn't figure that out either. It says something about, it says, Chanishuk Mimei Erev Shabbos Lamacha Roches Bahem. Avalokol gufo, and then it says the intarach lomar chamin shehufu yantiv.
Right.
And that was like, why would yantiv be considered even like? Why would you even think that would be harsher than Shabbos?
Is that intarach lomar chamin? I don't remember that. Does that mean maybe that you could definitely wash upon the other ragov?
Oh, they could.
That's why I understood it. I think. Oh, let's go into the next two. We'll do the next two cases of the Gemara. We'll quickly learn inside because they're going to be relevant. This is the first of one sugya. We'll do the pshat. It's kind of interesting. So you get three different shitas with different afkaminas, and then the most of the Amud Beis we're not going to really get into. That's about all the bishul sugyas. And as I dealt with the last week, my main focus this week was on the first Amud, and also there'll be plenty of opportunities to get into bishul. But Merchatz will. This is really where it's at. Fourth line of Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Nesami Adam Keneged Amadura. A person's allowed to do the following. A person's allowed to heat himself up, in order to become warm next to the fire. This is on top of Amud Beis. The Yotze, and then leave the fire. Umeshtate Pitzon, then wash himself off with cold water. Ubavad, but he can't do the opposite. Ubavad Shalishtate Pitzon, you can't first wash himself off with cold water. He's not going to do it, and then go heat himself up in the Madura Mesha Mafshamayim Shal, because in that case, he's going to, Rashi says he's actually going to heat the water up.
Yeah, it evaporates
right.
The water.
Right. Tosa says, you know, it's not really literally Mafshir, it's just like Doma Karoches. Right.
Oh, because it's not getting out of the smoke.
Right. Water. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, but Rashi. Yeah.
That's how close you send it to the fire.
Yeah,
so.
But generally speaking, I think what it does is the combination of the water and the heat makes it a rechitza.
Yeah.
It's not a bishul issue, it's a rechitza
issue. Right. No, except Rashi does say mechamen. That's the only thing, right?
When you evaporate the water, the question is how hot does water have to be to evaporate? That's what you did. You stood in front of the...
Right.
You're not allowed to wet yourself, take a... You know, wash yourself with cold water and then stand in front of a fire to make it evaporate. So how hot does that have to be to evaporate?
Well, the Gemara defines later on what the hot can evaporate in 80 degrees. Yeah, so let us go a lot more than that. This Gemara says dafka that it's not yad soletis bo, but by its choice of words lahafshir. Which is in the later Gemara.
No, that's true. It's a good point.
Is there's like the three levels. There's lahafik, like just to take the edge off the cold, and then there's lahafshir, which is to get it lukewarm, and like add to lettuce foods.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's a good point. It seems not to be. It still be issur d'rabbanan of some sort, right? Okay, so then the next thing is tana rabbanan mechim adam alontis. Let's say a person has some sort of problem in his intestine, so he can heat up a cloth. He could put it onto his intestines with the Shabbos. So Bavajal Yavi, that's what he's allowed to do, the dry cloth. However, the issur is Bavajal Yavi Kumkum Shomayim. You can't bring like a thermos or a water bottle of water. Then Echenal Bnei Mayim, put it onto the intestines for Shabbos. The Dabar Zafiul Bechalos from the Asa Kohen. First of all, there's a problem of doing it on Shabbos. In other words, to take the hot bottle of water to put on your intestines is a problem on Shabbos, but never do it because it's a Sakana. Okay? So there are three different pshatim as to what the halachic problem here is with the hot bottle of water. Rashi says, "Ubavajli yavi kumkum." So Rashi says, "Shemish bechenu alav," because the problem is he may spill on him. Benimza roches b'shavus b'chamim. Oh, well, yeah, we'll get into that one second. And it's going to end up being that he's going to be roches on Shabbos with hot water. And once again, according to Rashi, it makes a lot of sense why the sugya is here, because we're talking about the sugya merchat, so put the sugya here, right? Tosas has two different pshatim, both arguing with Rashi. And Tosas says, this is the second Tosas on the page, Perish kol man shel otonis sham, as long as the cloth is there. Shem yipu amayim al otonis v'asu de'skita. So it's a different problem. If the water bottle is there when the cloth is there, you can have a problem with skita on Shabbos. Okay? And then he has inami. Another problem is, lo yavi mishum refuah. The reason is because of what we call the gzeirah shkitas mamonim, where goes are a lot of things that are done for the purpose of refuah. You know, taking medicine is the biggest example, right? So that's why, according to Tosis, with this bottle of water, there's a problem. Okay, now it's interesting. And actually, I wrote down on one of the sheets. I think somebody probably has a sheet with my notes on it, but that's fine. But I think yeah, it doesn't matter. Just so we have a clean copy. All right, hell yeah, fine. It's interesting. There are three nafkaminas here that I could think of with the help of. Oh, first of all, if you look at the Mar Makomo sheet, Mar Makom 1, another big problem with Rashi goes once again to the Xero. And here's Daiti, Rashi, right? You're being goes there not to put the water bottle on you. Shema, it will spill, and it will be a Zoyer Merachas. There's only Issa Durabon Renia, right? So, that's the obvious kasha. And it was Sarai and I learned this Gemara. The obvious thing in the mind is, Rashi isn't bothered by the Xero problem, right? So Taka the Ritva, if you look in my source number one, he quotes Rashi and where I underlined, Bon Hiru Rizal, my Rebbe doesn't like it. The Laislam of Migzer Kuliai. It's too many Xeris. Kevin Rachitza Guf is only a Surah Durabban. So Baruch Hashem, we were bothered by the state in Kasha, right? It's a problem that Mr. Pshah is really far stretching it. So it's interesting to intuitively, the Aruch HaShulchan addresses this question. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan says in source number 2, he says, I'll just read it quickly, he says, Mutter v'shav z'alchim beged, but no fit no, dafka beged yavesh, chay nirli d'mutter v'itein machvas mokom, chayni atzores, shachom ma'at v'ud no fit no, aval also v'itein al beten kli sheyesh b'mayim chamen, shulchmin b'shavis, you can't put the kli as hot water, the shem yish b'chol abinim sorochis b'shavis, right? He says, well, if he's there, huchmu mi Erev Shabbos, if the water was heated according to an Erev Shabbos, mutter. So Einrich is called guf. After you pull off. Okay? He says, with the Aruch HaShulchan pshat in the Gemara, you can answer for Rashi. That it's no longer Xero. Right? Because what Xero was, you may come to heat the water on Shabbos, but this water was heated on Shabbos. So now the problem would be is using what is heated on Shabbos that might spill on you. I think he's reduced the number of Xeras, and I think he's taking care of Rashi's problem. So you can answer the Ritz discussion Rashi by saying the Ukimta of Rashi is, well, the water is heated on Shabbos. But if the water is heated Erev Shabbos, according to Ritz, it would be Mutter. And then he says, because the truth is, they asked it anyhow, for any reason, because it's Sakana. Because you could burn yourself. So it's interesting, it's kind of a neat machlokas here. You have three different reasons why you can't do it. Rashi says, Xeris Merachatz. Tosis 1 says because of Slita. And Tosis 2 says because it's like medication. Shrigas Mamanim. There are three nafkaminas I could think of. One I think I got from Mishnah Berurah. One's here in the Aruch HaShulchan. One, I forgot yet. Where it's sort of like each person's going to team up with a different Shita. I'll throw out the nafkamina. We can think of it together. One is, like Ellie pointed out already, what if the bottle is closed? Right? It's insulated, so the water can't come out. So what would Rashi say in that case? Prime mutter, right? What would Tosis 1, Slita, say in that case? No problem. What would Tosis 2 say in that case? No go. So you have Rashi teaming up with Tosis 1 against Tosis number 2. Now you have the second case. What if you just put the water without the cloth? According to Rashi, it would still be usher, right? Well, they need to do with it. The kosher from Merchatz. According to Tosis 1, the whole problem is Slita. So Tosis would say it's mutter. It would be on the hunt, it's mutter. According to Tosis 2, the whole problem is because of Shigas Mamanim. I think it's still Aser, right? So here you have Rashi teaming up with Tosis 2 against Tosis 1, right? And then the third nafkamina was based on the Aruch HaShulchan. What if the water was heated up Erev Shabbos? According to Rashi, it would be Mutter. According to Tosis 1, it would be Aser. And according to Tosis 2, it would be Aser, right? There's no difference going to sleep. So it's kind of an interesting thing how three nafkaminas, they each, you know, they all, you know, they don't had the way that would work. Okay.
You would think of one other thing. Nobody mentions it, but we had a similar case in the past. One other case of something that would be usur, we said even on chol because of sakana.
Uh-huh.
That was the case of lighting the balsam or something like that. And it seemed, at least from a reading of that Gemara, that you could definitely say that the only reason you weren't supposed to do it on Shabbos is for the Sakana reason. Is it possible to say that?
I did actually want to think about it. I haven't seen anybody that says that. In other words, you could teach the Gemara a fourth reason, nothing to do with Shabbos, because it's Sakana. Could be. For some reason, other Rishonim say that.
It could be, right. The Lashon and the Gemara back in Bamed Madlikin was much more clear that it was
right.
Here it sounds like it's kind of an additional.
Okay. No, I hear what you're saying. Let's go back on this flat and pick up the like halacha ma'isin yonim. And some of it's probably some thoughts. Some of it's pasha. I copied some Igros Moshe. I don't think we're going to go through all like the first one we went through. But it's mashma from the Gemara that really cold water is no problem on Shabbos, right? What's that? That's only exactly. That was the first sort of sugya on Daf Mem. I'll bring the Aruch HaShulchan, source number 3, which, I mean, he's not the primary source, but he sums it up. He says, Ba'al kiyesh mechsholm gedolm b'rechitza b'nar. He says, a lot of problems of b'rechitza b'nar. Ochein hinigu kad menenu, shol lichotz b'thon, a person should not bathe in cold water b'shabbos. It's called gufo. It's a minhag, right? The good thing about minhagim, by the way, is a good loophole to making yisurim, because if you make a din d'rabban, you always have problems of gzera, and this and that. But a minhag, you can't argue the minhag. A minhag, even if it doesn't follow the procedures of a main halachas. So he says, even though halacha can ask for it, api minhag, you're still bound to it. And because of ma'aril, v'yosem is that because of shafil nashim nogo shalitvo shal bisman and b'shabbos. I don't know what the halacha ma'is is. But there are a lot of achronim that say that a woman, if her left fuel is not Friday night, is not allowed to go to the mikveh Friday night. And it's based on the minhag. I guess he's the first Rishon that said that. I didn't copy it, but Moshe as a tshuva about going swimming in a swimming pool. So he has 3 issues. First of all, he goes, in Rishus HaRabim, there's a very big problem swimming, because you may be matez the water from your body, and it may go 4 amos, or it may go from Rishus to Rishus. Because then there's a problem if you're wearing a clothing, you know, there's a problem with slitas on your clothing. So if you worry about going in your private backyard, skinny dipping, let's say, he says there, really the only reason to ask her is based on this minhag. That's the only reason to ask her. Okay?
There's a big problem in the 50s and 60s about right. Why staying open on Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
And they had in Cincinnati, this is a place that's over, he was fighting it very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And he was martyred to go swimming if they would not squeeze out, they wouldn't use a towel, and they wouldn't squeeze out their bathing suits.
Uh-huh. And he would martyr swimming, huh? Hey, this is the minhag, so I guess if the minhag wasn't accepted in Cincinnati, so... Right, or they should go skinny dipping. In the wild, I didn't guys go skinny dipping anyhow.
Yeah. But
I remember
no, but also
the
they shouldn't use a towel.
Huh?
They shouldn't use a towel afterwards.
Right, okay. Well, the towel, I mean, I don't really understand the chumrah of a towel, because we wash our hands on Shabbos and we use a towel afterwards.
But as far as they don't.
As far as they don't?
As far as they do not
use... They don't dry their hands with a towel?
They don't do it right away. They, you know...
Well, I saw the Mishnah Berurah, actually, I once saw, brings down a chumrah that you should, like, first...
Yeah, yeah.
But I think he says it's not necessary.
But as far as them, they do.
Wow, interesting. Okay, but Ashkenazim, so the schita of the towels, I mean...
You're now in Baltimore, there are a lot of Iranians, you've got to be careful.
So, with that, Mahatis Mayim, that Moses brought it up also.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the whole thing, the schita of
the bathing suit?
Why?
You are washing.
But it's not the derech. It's probably not the derech.
The washing suit.
You don't go to the pool to the
wash your bathing suit.
Right.
By Liban, it's got to be done. I'm not such a buck in Liban, but I just know that the concept of it has to be done in the way you normally clean something.
Okay.
It's like dishwashing.
Right.
Can I ask that Lati's mind? What is the nature exactly of that? Is there? It seems like if you're talking about sprinkling water. If the gezeira, is that you're definitely going to be matzis the mayim, that would be one thing. But if it's like lest you come to be matzis mayim, Then isn't there also a gezera question, because the amount, maybe it could be that the amount that you're going to sprinkle is not the sheer.
I think it's quoted as a later thing later in the, whenever it's for a later sugya, yeah, I don't worry about it. Unfortunately. But yeah, I hear what you're asking. I say a tshuva here, we're not going to get so into it just because of the lack of time. I found it very interesting tshuva. This is Ingris Moshe, Arachayim Dalad, page Kufmem Hey. And I have like 4A, 4B. He was asked about taking cold showers on Shabbos. And he basically goes on, he says, luckily there's no problem. The minute doesn't even apply. The minute we just mentioned is only by rechitza, only by bathing in cold water. But not by l'shtateif pitzorim. He says, as far as he knows, he says, there's no minhag. He says, there's no problem with shchita. There's no problem of using hot water. I want to actually, in the second column, I just want to point us to two lines that we may come back to. I actually underline these two lines. And this is what's going to be the common problem nowadays. Nowadays, we don't turn on our hot water faucets on Shabbos, pretty much. Right? What's the main reason? Because when you turn on it, hot water is coming out of the water heater, and more water is going in, you're causing water to cook. Those are the two lines he addresses there. The gambotzos mayim machamim, when you open the faucet and take warm water out, hu machnis tachteim mayim, tzonanim, uschamim shumulacha diraisa. Now, as you were saying, we were learning it before we saw this tshuva, it's really a grama. So, Ruchol is not, you're not over an isur diraisa, but you're being osit, you're doing a grama of an isur diraisa.
The question is how.
Whether it's a garmi or a grom. Yeah, but still, I think by Shabbos.
How direct
yeah, okay.
your.
I'm a kabbalah that, but I think by Shabbos it would still be regarded as not a mice of chalosh. I don't think it would be. But I think what he means here is you're being osik in the chalosh. Yeah. Maybe it's a psik ratio. It's a good point.
Definitely the
nikolai. Right.
Yeah.
Right, okay, it's a good point. So, maybe we have to take what he's saying literally. So, the Ramoshi goes on, he goes, but in this tshuva, it's really interesting tshuva because. You can tell there's something bothering him. In other words, he basically ends up saying, he goes, Lamaisa, to me, it seems 100% mutter. I don't know any halachic problems. I don't know any minhagim that would go against it. He goes, but Lamaisa, I look around in America, nobody does it, right? He goes, so I'm thinking to myself, maybe there is a minhag that I'm just not familiar with, right? And he goes, but maybe on the other hand, what's that? Right, well, people just don't do it. I mean, maybe. And then he goes, maybe people are, there is a minhag, but it's because they're amaratim. They don't realize it's totally mutter. So he ends up saying at the end, he goes, really, it's mutter 100%. He goes, but because there might be a minhag, I'm going to say better not to do it. But if you have a lot of tzar, it's okay to do. That's how he ends up. It would seem to me, there's no psak, but if a guy comes home from Shabbos and he's schwitzing and he's in tremendous discomfort, for him to go take a cold shower, obviously 100% cold, Ramosha doesn't have a problem with it. There's an element that's either. Alright? Yeah, probably an American would do it because there's stinnesses, you know? Most Americans would rather not take a shower at all than take a cold shower. Okay.
Does he talk about the drying hair problem?
A couple of times through the Shuvas, Ramosha does not hold that Shchita is diraisa, Shchita of hair is diraisa. Now, having said that, there's Issa Drabanan to go ahead and to squeeze your beard out, to squeeze your hair out. But as long as you don't intentionally, you know, play with your hair or dry your hair, he's not worried about that. He does address that in the last line, the first column. The Gam She'efshe She'beshulach Hashash Shchita Ulchud Lo Nohag in Issa. Because that's not enough of a reason to Aser. And the other thing is, he brings a raya from one of the Gemaras we just read. He brings a raya from the Gemara about a person could go near the heater and then take a cold shower. He says, you see Mefurish in the Gemara. And this is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, that a person's allowed to take a cold shower. So basically he says, I have no reason to answer it. Maybe there's a minhag, better to be machmer if possible. But if there's an element of tzar, go ahead and take a cold shower. Basically how I understand the tshuva.
I was just going to say that could also be an explanation of why people don't do it.
Because they're afraid of sleep.
Right, because they don't want to take a shower and not dry their hair.
Yeah.
See, you're not Siddish, you don't go to the mikvah shops.
Right.
Now, let's look at source 5. There's a very important Ramosh here. Now, we have to remember, the Gzeres Chamin is what we call it, Gzeres Chamin. There's a Gzera in Shabbos to bathe in hot water. Okay, even, and the Chiddush is even if the water was heated on Erev Shabbos. How do you define hot water? Okay?
How hot is hot?
How hot is hot? So here's a one small paragraph from Moshe, and I think it comes out a very surprisingly puts sort of modifies the whole issue a little bit. He was asked, Mao Shira Chom Bamaim Shasur Chot Kobacha? What's the temperature? So first he says, Shira Chom Dumaim Chamin Shasur Chot Wafchom Katan. It doesn't mean like you had to let us blow. Okay? Right. It means, exactly. It means hot. It doesn't have to be so hot. Taf Bechol in Rochzim Bechom. Anybody know, by the way, what the average temperature of a shower is?
Most hot water heaters are set about 110 degrees.
Yeah, but the water coming out.
Maybe 104.
104? Okay, so let's read this into the Rav Moshe. Even 104 degrees. People, let's say, 100 to 106, let's say, right? So he says, as long as you bathe in the temperature that is less than the normal temperature of a weekday, so let's say a normal person bathes 100, let's be machmir, let's say 100 degrees. So if a person wants to go in and take a 90 degree shower, it should be okay. Okay?
We
kind of
use that during the 9 days.
Yeah, it's a similar concept, right.
Showers,
right.
It's not
right, exactly. So it comes out from this Rav Moshe that really...
We're dealing with water that's already
decreased. Yes, and that's it. Really, if Mayim was Hulcha Merav Shabbos, right, and you're not going to come to, through turning on the faucet, you're not going to come to creating more heating water. And it's the best nafkamina, like, so I would say, let's say I'm running late. I'm coming to somebody's house, and I know I'm not going to get there till Shkia, till 2 minutes before Shkia. Theoretically, what would be the solution? What's that? Right, so it happened to me once. I got there after. I have to have a... Well, I parked in front of an Italian restaurant, and the maitre d' had one of the valet guys drive me home. So, anyhow... So I got there, I took a cold shower, I didn't know the lachab, but I could theoretically call my host, ask him to shut off the valve to the water, do one of two things, either shut off the valve, or shut off the heating element, or just shut off the heat pump, you know, or the water heater.
Oh yeah, I might have a
shallow
of colds going into hot, stuff like that.
Of tarovet,
I guess that's like the next
stop. That could be. I don't know, I'm not sure. You're saying bishop? Well, it's not bishop, it's not got to let us, but...
Yeah,
it's cliche-y anyhow. It's probably cliche-y.
Sure.
I'm saying if you turn on the shower, you turn on the hot and the cold, the two are coming
water
together. Well, my immediate answer would be it's not Yad Soles Bo. There's no problem. Nobody, I don't think people take showers in Yad Soles Bo. That's the definition of Yad Soles Bo, right?
Well, it's not the definition.
A baby being born, right. Yeah, right, okay.
In fact, I think Tosfos acknowledges that the Yad Soles Bo, Nasata Hadavar Lashur, there's plenty, he said, he acknowledges there are a lot of people who could take, like,
the Okay. Well, I'm saying theoretically, if the host would have turned off the water, the hot water heater, element of the water heater, then the water is already heated air Shabbos. So as long as you take a 85, 90 degree shower, I think it seems from here to be mutter. Right? I mean, anybody, I'm not passing.
You still have cold water coming into the hot water heater getting heated.
No, not.
But it doesn't matter because it's off.
It's off.
You shut it down.
You turn the flame off.
Yeah.
No, it's getting by the hot water, though.
It's still hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, it's being put into a clear region. That's what I was talking about. We'll see it on 10 days.
Why wouldn't it? That is a clear region.
Well, it's not. The water's not. That's the lettuce, though.
Sure. Right. What? The water in the hot water?
Oh, the water in the hot water. You have cold water coming in.
So you got to turn off.
Oh, so you turn off both. Turn off the valve.
Because you need the pressure to...
No, you can turn off the valve.
You can. You still get water off.
Yeah. Even if you have a pot off the stove, but it's boiling,
right?
You can't pour cold water in.
Right, so I'm saying you shut off the valve. No, you do two things. You shut off the pilot, so the water's not being cooked anymore. And to prevent the cold water from coming in, shut off the valve. So the cold water's not coming in. I don't know, that past me,
I'm saying.
If 5 minutes before Shabbos, you can call up your rabbi. At least, he might not be holding a sugyas, so at least give him ideas. Fine. That's what I did when I was stuck that time on my way to New York. I called up a friend of mine who was a big time chacham in California because he had plenty of time to, you know, he was in rush, he was in a chul already, so he was able to tell me what to do. All right, I don't know how much more time we should take, but let's just try to do two more quick things here. Halacha Maisa, let's get back. So Moshe says if you're not dealing with water, that's got to let, if you're not dealing with the normal temperature, there's no problem of Zeres Merchas, okay? So now, what's the din? Let's get back to when you are dealing with hot water. What are you allowed to wash if the water is heated Erev Shabbos? So the Mechaber says like this. This is source 6, the second page. Also, l'urchotz kol gufo, afilu kol eiver ve'eiver, you're not allowed to wash your whole body, even if you break it down and do one eiver at a time. Afilu ma'im shuch mumer shabbos, benim ukli ben karko. Afilu ushbuch ma'im agufo, even the shower, u'shtatifo, so once again we're talking hot water here. Aval mutar l'urchotz ben panav yodav ragov, but you are allowed to wash your face, hands, and feet. Okay, that's the machaber. Pretty machma. This is only panav yodav ragov. Comes the Ramah, Hagah, O shari varim, kol shein arocheitz kol gufo. It says, or you can wash other evarim. As long as you don't wash your whole body. So in a way, he throws us in two different directions. At first he says, you can wash other, if you just read the first couple of lines, Sarai spent a good half hour arguing over this Ramah. I think I'm going to concede to you in a minute, about one point. Yeah. So it always says, O shari varim, which at first it seems to be that the other parts of the body, that not all the parts, but some of the parts you can wash, right? And then he says, "Kol shoyin rochitz kugufo," as long as you don't wash your whole body, right? So reading this Rama, it would seem to be that as long as I leave out my arm, I can wash my entire body. And so that's why I not agree.
The Baraglav are merely examples,
right?
They're not.
Well,
literal.
The question is, what's the makar? That's a good question. The question is, what's the makar? And we're going to see the mahogas, what the makar of the Rama might be. But the argument Sarai and I had was, we both agree, tell me if I'm saying this correctly, Sarai, that you can wash your whole body except for your arm, even with hot water, even with your normal temperature. And what Chogas was is that Sarai was saying, yeah, you could do the whole thing, but you have to do it one part at a time. And I was saying, no, I think you could stand under a hot shower, as long as you leave your arm out, you're okay. That's what we were debating. So let's first see what the Makar of the Ramah is. So in the brackets next to the Ramah, it says the Beis Yosef B'Shem HaRosh Perek Tinogos. I don't think the Ramah wrote these sources, probably, because if he did, then it's impossible to suggest other Makaros for himself, right? The Gra gives another Makar. So the Beis Yosef seems to say it's from the Rosh. So what's the Rosh? Let's go to source number 7. It says, Ava Mashmali, the pun of Yodav Arago Vav Dafka. This is what the Rosh, this is what the Beis Yosef wants to say. When it says pun of Yodav, it doesn't mean Dafka. Du Adin Shari Varam. The shari. It could be other parts of the body also. Kol shein rochitz kufo, as long as you don't wash your whole body. And he brings a raya. Hold the tongue. This is the case we saw before. Mechem adam malotnis. Uvashle of kum kum yanachen obnei ma'ayin. Pirush rashi. Shem ish bechenu of nimtum. Sorry. I missed the cut of a word here. Rochitz b'shahaz b'chamin. Okay. So he says, the problem with what I'm trying to say is that you see from this case of the alotnis, according to Rashi, that we're concerned that you might spill water on your stomach, let's say. So you see, Harekshin Shpachmel, Mayim Chamin, it's not going in his whole body, it's only going in his stomach. But Fiu Hachi Aser, even there, the Gemara Aser. So according to, basically, the Beis Yosef says that according to the way Rashi would teach the Sugya, that would be a raya that punted the other virago of his dafka. We have to remember there were the two Tosuses that teach the Sugya differently, so they could get around that problem. Umiyo, he says, Yimashi Kostav Rosh Reperik Tinokos, once again, I forget this. Must have my copy machine and cut out the last word in every line. Umachames tikidin shomayim odiach beis hastar. This is about a woman when for asik tara or mikvah, she washes certain areas of her body beis hakmatim kebeis halal. The matirim achim cham biyantiv. Have a little kol gufo. Akol mashen it's upon the other ragov lav dafka. Okay, it's not dafka upon the other ragov. The avagad. Okay, he says the avagad the awesome yantiv. Achas shabbos ein zem midvarim shben yantiv shabbos. There's no difference between yantiv and shabbos. Okay. So this is the rush that on the side they're quoting for the Ramah, which seems to indicate you can wash other parts of the body. In truth, though, this rush does not necessarily tell us you can wash the whole body, except for one eiver, right? The impression you get from this rush is you could wash select part of your body, right? I guess the argument you can make if you can wash select, maybe you can wash the whole thing as long as you don't wash one. But it's not mukhruch in this rush that you can wash the whole body, okay? And that's actually the Taz's question. If you go to source 9 for a second, Taz says, Oshari Varim, Zemavur Babraisa Perakira, Chayam Chumu Varashav, Zemacha Rokhis Ben Panigod of Ragav, a little Kogufo, Aver, you can't wash the whole body. Mashman de Aver Achav if Nasmu, Aza Shia, it seems to be any part of the body, select parts, not necessarily your Panigod of Ragav, Mutter. Well, Yadano, Hutzuk Beis Yosef, Lomo Zemadibar Rosh. He goes, Taz is it. It seems to be pretty posh. You don't have to say the Ramah's source is the Rosh. Say it's the Gemara. Okay? So, if you understand the Ramah, that means the whole... So, again, there could be two problems. First of all, the Taz and I sort of have a different problem. The Taz's problem is that he understands the Ramah to be select parts of your body. And he says, that's what the Gemara says. You don't need a rush for that. My problem is that when I read the Ramah, I get the impression